Welcome to the Get Fit Guys, quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. In the past, I have introduced you to the concept of movement snacks as a way to break up your sedentary day by adding in some brief but meaningful movement breaks. Well, today we're going to take a deeper look into something similar. With the help of our special guest, we are going to learn all about a similar concept called micro-workouts. Now, the guest on this episode is Brad Kearns, a New York Times best-selling author, Guinness World Record-setting professional speed golfer, number one ranked USA 55 to 59-year-old high jumper, and a former US national champion and number three world-ranked professional triathlete. He hosts the Be Rad podcast covering healthy living, peak performance, and personal growth with his carefree style and lively sense of humor. In recent years, Brad says that micro workouts have quickly become one of his favorite daily activities to do. Brad believes that this fantastic fitness concept, which consists of explosive fits of strength that are both efficient and easy to perform, has allowed him to hit his number one goal of being more active in his daily life. So, let's hear it from the man himself. Here's my interview with Brad Kearns. So, in your opinion or your estimation or what you've written in the book, what exactly is a micro workout?
Well, Brock, it's pretty easy to conceive. It's a brief burst of physical effort. Ideally, it would be something that applies resistance to your muscles and taxes your cardiovascular system, something explosive and challenging, and then you go back to your busy day. So it's kind of reframing our typical perspective about a workout being the thing you do when you get in your car and you drive down to the gym and look for a parking space and check in with your tag and get a towel. And it's this big ordeal. And so I think it opens up the concept of living a fit, active lifestyle to more people. And it's more approachable and doable because anytime you can drop for a set of 20 deep squats in your work cubicle and then get right back to work. And it's a wonderful fitness benefit. We can talk about all the benefits.
Yeah, we will. You know, a lot of people I talk to and a lot of people have come to me for coaching are always saying things like, you know, I don't have time to go to the gym, or I don't want to spend the extra money to join a yoga club or something like that. So it sounds like this could be the antidote perhaps to that.
Yeah, it's the number one excuse for not adhering to a fitness program is insufficient time, too busy. But I think the secret excuse is many people are either intimidated or burnt out by following the template, the fitness world's template of what's generally an overly stressful program. And I'm talking about the group exercise programs. We don't have to name names, but when you go and sign up and join these clubs or take a class at your gym, and you get into this pattern of doing these workouts repeatedly, it can easily lead to breakdown, burnout, illness, and injury because of the overly stressful nature of an hour-long boot camp class or spin class or CrossFit session. Oops, I was naming names.
That's okay. We're not taking sides here. But that's a really interesting point, actually, the psychological barrier. When we hear how these big fitness chains leave you feeling absolutely demolished and you have to dedicate this amount of time and stuff to it, well, that can be the barrier right there. Now, I always think of it as being more like what you were saying in terms of injury and burnout, but before you even get the chance to be injured and burnt out, there may be a whole other psychological barrier there as well.
Yeah, and a health club is a very intimidating environment. I mean, even I've gone in, you know, as a professional athlete, seeing these guys lifting the heavy plates and grunting, and, you know, that's not my area of expertise. I'm a longtime endurance athlete, and to go in and say, excuse me, can I unload some of these plates and use the device after you? It takes a certain type of personality, and I know there's a lot of people that just aren't comfortable in a fitness environment because they're not flashing the goods when they walk through the door, and so this is something you can do in the comfort of your own home, which is a really great point in recent years because of the quarantine. But I also love the idea that it's not strenuous, it's not going to exhaust you, and it's not going to interfere with, let's say, if you do have a proper template of structured workouts and athletic goals that you're pursuing. So this is something that everyone from every level, a novice who's not active enough to someone who's a serious athlete like myself. And I think what I've found with these micro workouts is that it elevates the platform from which I launch all my formal fitness activities. So now when I go and do my sprint workout, which is only once a week or something that's extremely challenging, I have more adaptation and more injury resilience because I spend the time to do a set of squats here and there, do a set of pull-ups, lift one set of the hexagonal deadlift bar, which is in my side yard. It happens to be on the way to the garbage can. So my rule is whenever I have to throw garbage out from the kitchen, I pass by the bar and I'll do at least one set. Sometimes I'll do two or three if I'm in the mood and I want to get sort of a more substantial contribution to my fitness goals. But just doing these little tidbit things and sprinkling them in, we might call it under the radar approach to fitness, or Pavel Sutsalin calls it greasing the groove, where you're not punishing your muscles and requiring recovery time, but you are if you add it up over time. If you listen to this show, listener, and a year later, you can come back and say, yeah, I occasionally do a set of pull-ups when I walk under my closet door. And over a year's time, that means you've lifted your body weight into space 1,200 times or whatever the numbers, they really do add up.
So some people may remember Brad from a previous episode of Get Fit Guy, and you may remember during that we talked about how you were actually a professional triathlete and you have the Guinness Book of World Records record for speed golf, and you're a high jumper and all of that kind of stuff. So you are a lifelong athlete. Now, a lot of I venture to guess most of the people listening to this podcast are not. Would this type of workout program, or this type of micro workout program, actually create fitness even for somebody like that?
I think that's probably the most exciting thing about this, is that the barrier to entry is 3 inches off the ground. Yeah. So you don't have to have any competency in certain technical events or know your way around pushing the pins into the weight machine. And if you're a real beginner, like I said, the best example is, you know, lowering down and doing a set of squats. Squats is one of the greatest anti-aging exercises. There's research connecting your squat competency with your longevity potential. And so wherever you're starting from, or, you know, doing a plank, right? So you're loading up your core muscles for the first time, perhaps throughout the day, but there's no danger to overdoing it or getting injured. And it's you do something that, you know, takes 1 minute or 2 minutes and gives you that burst of energy and enthusiasm. And it's appropriate to whatever level of conditioning you have.
So this becomes sort of the daily fitness practice or the daily movement practice. And then you mentioned that you do some sprints once a week or something like that. Now, is that part of this micro workout that you do some harder, longer, more strenuous efforts at different points?
Well, I like to define the micro workout as these little bursts that you sprinkle in throughout the day, and you don't need to write them into your training journal. They don't necessarily adding up to much.
You don't track it in your Fitbit.
Right, yeah. If I do hit that single set of deadlifts when I'm throwing the garbage away, many times I'm attracted to adding a little bit more. And I have my morning routine, which I'm so fond of discussing with people because it's really been a life-changing anchor for me to start my day with this deliberate sequence of movements. And you could call that a micro workout, but what's happened over time has become, it's amazing to me because it's become such a habit and so automatic that I carefully add on another move and another challenging set to the extent that it's become a pretty long and devoted routine. But it started out as this baby little thing where I did some leg stretches. I was doing them in bed until I realized that it's so easy to sink into a mattress that the core work is twice as hard when you hit the deck. So now I get out of bed, I go onto the floor, and I do my little sequence. But it's grown over time because it's turned into a habit. And so I think if these micro workouts can just start with something that's really easy and doable. I've talked to brain training expert John Assaraf, best-selling author, and he says, you know, set life-changing goals that are so easy that you'll shake your head and laugh that, of course, I can do 1 minute of exercise per day in this micro workout paradigm. And if you can start jumping over those little barriers, then they could become anchored as habits. And then you can get a little more devoted in a natural and graceful manner. So it's not a bother to, let's say, do 4 of these different sessions a day that last for 1 to 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay, so let's get really concrete then and give the listeners ways that they can, basically what you were just saying, like start off with that so easy you can't possibly fail kind of thing. What would be three ways the listeners can start doing that like right away?
Well, let's make a sticky note that has a very modest accomplishment to get you through the workday. And if it's two sets of 20 squats and 1 minute total of plank position, and you write that on your sticky note, and you can't flip that laptop lid closed, or you can't leave your workspace until those achievements are hit at the end of the workday. And so if that comes to, let's say you're done working at 5 p.m. and you have to run off and do something else, you might have to do everything right at the end of the day. But pretty soon you're going to get into this groove where it's just part of your day, just like refreshing your inbox or brushing your teeth and those kind of things. You put it in that same category where it's routine. It's nothing that you have to apply a lot of willpower or creative energy to. You just have a few go-to choices. I like to use the stretch cords, you know, the surgical tubing with a handle on it. Mm-hmm. And so these are hanging in plain view. And that's another big factor here is you want something in plain view that's beckoning you to go use it. Our psychologist friend, Dr. Lindsay Taylor, that we've worked with for a long time, she says there's a huge difference between having a fitness implement in a drawer and having it right in your sight that you have to walk by every single day. So when I say that the deadlift bar is on the route to the garbage can, this is a big factor that makes it so easy to go over there and put in a set. And then my third one would be do something the very, very first thing in the morning. Mm. There's a recent survey from a reputed digital agency suggesting that 84% of Americans do the same thing when they wake up in the morning. Do you know what it is?
Check their social media?
Yeah. Yeah. Reach for the mobile device. Yeah. And as soon as we reach for that mobile device, we change our brain function into reactive mode. And we're going for the dopamine hits and the excitement that we get from interacting with the world in that manner. But we go out of that high level strategic thinking, reasoning, planning mode that we ideally would be in first thing in the morning, where we're maybe pondering a to-do list or prioritizing the task that we have to do that day. So if you can put the micro workout right into that slot before you reach for your phone, that will be the most powerful habit, and it will anchor your day to make you more focused and disciplined against all other forms of stress or distraction or procrastination. So if you can do your first micro workout, number one, check that off on the sticky note that the first one's already done and you know it's already done. And again, if it's only a minute or two that you have to devote, that's fine because you will very likely increase your commitment over time. But what we don't want to say, and Brock, you and I have seen these guys on YouTube with their fabulous morning routine that involves 20 minutes of meditation, preparing a power smoothie for the next 10 minutes, then spending 7 minutes in your gratitude journal, then doing your 20-minute workout, then going and getting some fresh air. And come on, I mean, most people are going to shake their head. So I'm asking for 1 to 2 minutes. That's all we need to get this micro workout commitment locked into place first thing in the morning. And then, you know, throw a couple things in there on the sticky note and your day will be sprinkled in with these great fitness boosts that really do add up over time. And there's some good research about that.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to add a fourth tip in here, and that is to go and check out Brad and Mark Sisson's new book called Two Meals a Day.
Two Meals a Day.
And oddly enough, a book that sounds like it's just about nutrition and fasting actually has a remarkable amount of information about fitness, about exercise, about micro workouts, about meal choices, food choices, all that kind of stuff. And it's available starting on March 9th, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, and we have this cool website, twomealsadaybook.com, twomealsadaybook.com, where you can get these pre-order bonus items. So yeah, go ahead and pre-order the book now, wherever you like to shop for books, and we'll give you an audio summary recording of everything in the book, a PDF of recipe guide.
Okay, so we know where to find the book. Where can the listeners find you?
Oh my gosh, if you go to bradkearns.com, you will be regaled with exciting videos and fun stuff. You mentioned that Guinness World Record in speed golf, and yes, I broke the record for the fastest single hole of golf ever played, and it won't take much of your time to watch the video because I played this par 5 in 1:38 sprinting full speed. So I'm trying to have fun, and we love spreading the message. We've been working together for so long, Brock, and it's great to be on your show. But I do think we have to emphasize enjoying ourselves and taking a lighthearted approach to all these athletic and dietary and lifestyle goals.
And that is exactly what you do in your podcast every, well, sometimes more than once a week, isn't it? In the B-Rad podcast, B.Rad podcast, which you can also find at bradkearns.com. So yeah, that's perfect. Head over to bradkearns.com and you'll find links to everything that Brad does. And thank you once again, Brad, for being one of the only people that's ever been a two-time guest on the Get Fit Guy podcast. So bravo.
What an honor.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Brock. Keep up the good work.
All right. I'd like to thank Brad one more time for coming on the Get Fit Guy podcast for the second time. So thank you, Brad. And remember to go check out his website at bradkearns.com. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Get out there and try some micro workouts.